John Tompkins. This is Paul Newell from Men Talk About, back on the line with John Tompkins. If you have yet to hear the episode on cravings, I suggest and recommend you pause this and listen to that before. And if you want to still go through and listen to this, I'm okay, and I'm in encouragement of that as well. So first things first, before we really get into it, John, thank you for stopping back in here with me again. I appreciate you. How you doing today, man?
I'm happy. Any happier, I'd be twins, Paul.
Wow, twins. That's hell of a happy, man.
That's a lot that's of happy of a... going down.
Hey, listen. So what I want to talk about, quick snippet for the people out there, is in the last video, you had a comment about resolutions. And you talked about resolve. Do you remember when you said?
I've yet to recall, although if you seed it, I'll see if I can get it growing.
Yeah, so when we talked about, well, last week, we or in the last episode that you and I did together, we talked about cravings, and we talked about cravings being a thought. And you got into an excerpt about, when I talked about resolutions, New Year's resolutions, and how people can make a resolution. And you talked about how you, someone instead should resolve to do something.
Oh, I like, think I was like, yeah, I think I got a hook on it now.
Would okay. You remember what you said?
Well, I can tell you what I'm thinking now.
What is that?
Well, if I say I have a resolution or I made a resolution, then I've got the resolution as a thing outside of me, and there's more distance between me and the behavior that I'd like to do to achieve the result that I'd like to achieve. For example, what would normally be called a New Year's resolution. I'm thinking that if I say to myself, I resolve, I am committing myself. It's closer into me. I resolve to set the alarm for 5:55 a.m. and make my first behavior of the day after I make up my coffee and get my apple going is to go to the gym and to do my routines. I resolve to do that. If I say I have a resolution to do that, I've got it out there from me. I've yet to really own it or own it as tightly as I can. Now, I know there's people that could say I have this resolution and they go do it. I've heard more about people say that New Year's resolutions somehow don't get accomplished or they go by the wayside. Notice that outside language. It's not getting accomplished. It goes by the wayside. Or they might bring it in a little closer and say, I didn't do it. However, to say, I resolve to do this, then I am making myself aware that I can exercise choice. I bring it home. I bring it home. That's commitment. That's the foundation, I believe, for commitment.
Well, I'm interested in what you're saying here because for several different reasons. So for people that are listening to us, to this, they may say, what the heck? These guys are just jumping right in. One of the reasons why I have John talking about this or really breaking this down is John is a author of a book about something called Green Language. And to make sure that I have the title correct, the name of his book is Not Crazy Yet, Then Start Talking to Yourself Differently, about green language and drama-free communication. I've been working with John for the past year. I consider him a friend and a mentor, and he's helped me in regards to the ways that I'm speaking to myself and the ways that I speak to others, and also about taking ownership in language. And this is what we're talking about here. And John, As you were talking about resolve and resolve, I was looking up the definition of resolve versus resolution. So resolve is to settle or find a solution to a problem, dispute, or contentious matter, to decide firmly on an action, which in what you're saying is the ownership of taking ownership of getting something done. Whereas resolution, a firm decision to do something or not do something. A quality of being determined or resolute. I hear the difference in that for me, especially after you say it, because the resolution is like, yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna do something outside there. Whereas resolve is I'm gonna do something within myself. Is that more along the lines of what you're saying?
I think so. And as I do that within, as I resolve, I mm-hmm. then have strengthened the likelihood that I will do that stuff outside of me. I get the inside of me committed, and then that's how I drive the action. That's how I drive the new behavior. That's how I stick with the funky feelings sometimes of getting back into physical conditioning after having, in my case, a couple of surgeries or decided that I'd spend time with family over vacations. And if I resolve to go back in and do the effort, I'll follow through on it. If I say I have a resolution, that's kind of like I have a nose and a couple of ears. So, you know, a lot of haves.
Right.
It's what do I do inside me to take that resolution and make it happen? I resolve too.
I'm interested. Yeah, John, you're bringing gems here to this. You're bringing gems because I hear what I'm hearing you say, or how I'm interpreting this is, I can understand why resolutions people have yet to meet their resolutions, or they may fall short of meeting their resolutions within a year. And I'm hearing that there may be they may yet to have take ownership of what it is they're looking to accomplish, or like what it is they're set out to do. It's like, okay, what's the problem that I have? I'm going to resolve it. I'm going to resolve this problem. I resolve to lose weight, or I resolve to meditate, or I resolve to eat healthier, or whatever. And that even that, like as John, you would say, that's almost an inference to say, hey, I'm going to eat healthier. What does that mean?
Well, so I resolve to, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to eat in what volumes and when. Mm.
So it's almost like having a SMART goal within the resolve. The resolve gets more specific rather than say, hey, I'm going to make a resolution to go to be more healthy. The resolve is getting to say I resolve something is to get specific with what we're intent on doing. Is that more accurate?
Yes, sir. I agree.
So for people that are used to making a resolution, because I get the sense that, well, I think that resolution is a common term around the beginning of the year. It's like synonymous with new year, like new you or anything. Like, I want to make a resolution to do something. So for someone that's listening to this, what would be a step or two that they could take towards taking ownership to get to truly accomplish what they set out to do this year?
I think to get clear with what a want is.
Okay.
A want for the human brain is to clearly identify specific action that I'm going to do. I want to get in shape as yet to be specific. I want to work real hard to get in shape, even though I put in work and real and hard before saying get in shape. I've still yet to say the specific action that I'm going to do that will result in whatever shaping myself differently means. So I think get in shape sounds great and sells a lot of health plans and exercise plans. And I think it's still yet to say what I'm going to do to shape myself differently. So I want to know clearly what it is that I want rather than what it is that I don't want. I want to eat an apple before I start my workout first thing in the morning is different than I don't want to eat eggs and bacon. Because the reality is I do want to eat eggs and bacon.
Right.
I want to eat eggs and bacon. I could eat eggs and bacon. It's kind of like pizza, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So, but hold on, John. What's the difference in someone saying, I don't want to eat bacon and eggs over saying, I want to eat an apple before I work out?
Well, kind of one thing is that if I say what I don't want to do, all I got to do is erase the don't. You know, all kids, what's that first word they start to overlook when mama says, you know, don't do what, such nope. and such, don't hit your little brother. So they erase the don't, and then guess what's left in their mind? The picture of the very behavior that's going to get their little brother a bruise.
Mm.
You know, say what I do. Yes. I want you to keep your hands and your legs to yourself and all throwable objects with your brother. And I want you to come talk with me if you're upset with him. So
right.
I don't want to eat bacon and eggs. All I got to do is take out the don't part. And I'm left with, I want to eat bacon and eggs. It's actually sabotaging myself. Whereas if I want to say rather than bacon and eggs, or I can leave the rather than out, I want to eat an apple, and I'll make the next food other than that I eat at lunch. Now, if I'm really working on burning tissue, my body can handle fruits. Other bodies right. may be different than that. I may want right. to say, I want to eat fresh fruit in the morning until noon, and then I will have a salad free of dressing rather than not dressing. Because not is a tricky word. Free of dressing for lunch.
Because that, so the what I hear you saying is the not is going to pull people into what they're looking, what they're doing their best to get away from.
Yeah, don't think of a white bear right now, Paul, and the listeners to this.
Right.
Try not to think of a white bear. You know, the effort to not think of the white bear is I'm going to plague myself. Because I got to go back and check to see if that white bear's there that I'm trying not to think about. So I want to say what I want to think about instead. My job is doing team training and psychotherapy. And when people have identified what it is that they've wanted rather than what it is that they don't want, or whatever they want in some kind of a fuzzy term that I call an inference want, when they've identified what action they do want to take, they got a better chance of achieving whatever the goal is.
John, that's huge. That's huge. That goes, you know, it ties into, that's why I'm happy this is, I'm going to label this as a part two to our cravings, the resolve versus resolution. Because in the last conversation we had around cravings, I taught myself from what you said about reducing the number. Like if someone says, instead of I don't want to eat bacon and eggs, I'm going to have bacon and eggs on Saturday. And the rest of the day, I'll have an apple.
Yeah, I'd even change that word have to eat. I'm going to eat bacon and eggs on Saturday. In the meantime, I'm going to eat an apple each day.
Right. Okay.
I'm saying what I am going to do rather than I'm going to have it. Back to the idea of cravings, rather than I have cravings, I have craved.
And I have craved.
If I'm going to crave something, then I'm going to give it a second, third, fourth thought. And I might even try to not think about it, like we're saying not want.
Yeah.
There's that trying to get a song out of your mind again. There's that not thinking of the white bear. So I want to, craving to me is a thought and then a thought in pursuit. Whether that be a craving for some kind of food, some kind of entertainment, a craving for some kind of a relationship.
Right.
What I want to do is it's different than I have cravings. I have a nose. I have ears. I have elbows.
Right. I have craved.
I have craved. And if I catch myself in the middle of crave, I can then say, what else do I want to think about right now? And I can road test that for a little while. My neurons will be following that line of thought.
To get someone to think about something other than
what they're trying not to think about, which guarantees that I'll think about
it. Right. So to this, I appreciate this short snippet. Because for people listening, if you have yet to truly, for people listening, this is what I get out of this. Be clear on what it is you're looking to resolve and what it is you're doing, what's happening. Take ownership of it.
Acknowledge ownership of my behavior and acknowledge ownership of what I would like to see come to pass, come about. And do it free of knots. Do it free of knots. And I have a little section in the book I wrote called Get Your Butt Out of There. Get your butt with one T, B-U-T, butt. Get your and in there.
Yeah, see? You dropped the gems, man. John, last time we talked about how people can contact you, and I'm going to have you run through that again. And before you do that, I'm gonna put a plug out here for your book, because when I read this, and then when you broke it down, it helped me tremendously. And reading it and going through the models of the observations, your wants, your thoughts, your feelings, and examining those things, and then the opposites of them. And how they can disrupt language, and how people receive our message, and how we also speak to ourselves, I think is a huge bonus. So I think people that that want to get a leg up, or want to change their, or want to adjust their language and take more ownership of their language, I think this is a great book for people to get into. It's the bomb diggity. So it is called, I'm going to put a link in the show notes, because I think it's important for people to have this in their library. The book is called Not Crazy Yet, Then Start Talking to Yourself Differently. Green Language, Drama-Free Communication by our guest, my buddy, and a damn cool dude, John E. Tompkins, MFT, Marriage and Family Therapist.
Yeah, in between the John E. Tompkins and the MFT is the third as well.
My
grandpappy and my pappy had the same name, and I'm the third. And I'm the one that's still vertical, so... They have passed away, and I want to honor their name by doing the best I can to live my life as straight up as I know how. And I want to use language to control how my brain works. Language is a toggle switch. It's a toggle switch between wah and resolve. Wah, victim language, and I resolve to whatever I'm going to go after and do. If you want to track me down, you can track me down two phone numbers. The office line with a message is 925-846-8653. And my cell phone number is 925-519-5968. And the web presence is www.greenlanguage.com. And
yeah, buddy,
that's also where the link to Amazon is to grab a copy of the book.
Blessings, man. Blessings. John, you are the truth. For people listening to this.
No. There's somebody that was quoted as saying he was the truth a long time ago, dude. That's other than me.
Who's that?
Well, that's who I believe, organize the whole planet and the stars.
Okay, well, you're a reflection of that, because you organize all these beautiful stars of green language in my head. So thank you, John. Thank you. For people listening, get this book, man. This guy, I'm fascinated with what he's created over the past 30 years, John.
Yeah, it's kind of coming up on 40 now.
Yeah, blessings to you. Blessings to you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, listening. This is going to keep getting better. If you're a man out there that has a story, that has a skill, that has a concept, that has a theory that you feel or that you think will benefit other men, reach out to me, connect to me. I want to get you on here, because this is about men connecting with other men and helping other men based on their situations and experiences. Man, we all have something to share. We all have something to contribute to create a conscious masculinity in this world, in this society. So let's get after it. This is Paul, your host of Men Talk About. And it's been a pleasure, people. Until the next episode. John, thank you, brother.
You betcha, sir. Thank you.
All right, man.